This is a health warning from Dr. Approved Medical, America's trusted resource for back braces. If you're 65 or older and suffering from back pain, you may qualify to receive an advanced pain-relieving back brace at little or no cost to you. Many people are now using our pain-relieving back brace as an alternative to surgery or harmful medications and experience pain relief that they haven't felt in years. Don't let your back pain turn into something worse. Remember, if you qualify for no money out of pocket, there's nothing to lose and only real pain relief to gain. Our friendly team of experts will handle all paperwork and we'll deliver it for free. 800-507-1148. Your pain-relieving back brace may be covered by Medicare at little or no cost to you. Call our hotline now and get free shipping, plus a complimentary, easy-to-use pedometer. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. Little to no cost with full insurance payment, copay, and deductible supply promo subject to qualification while supplies last.
Welcome to the Sports Lounge. I'm Michael Horn. The star of our show is a gentleman we call the Sultan of safeties. Two safeties in one game, in the same quarter, the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend, the one and only Mr. Fred Dreyer.
Hey, you know something? I've complained about my headsets, just like Antonio Brown's complained about his helmet.
Yes.
And I want another set. Of
really?
Headphones. Yes, I do.
Are we down a set? Is it like...
And if I don't get it, then...
Uh-oh, what's going to happen? It's an ultimatum here.
I'm afraid I'm going to...
Headset problem.
This is...
With the one and only Fred Dreyer.
Antonio, he pleads for the NFL-approved helmet, and then he'll trade you for it. So now he wants... Now he's accepted to get off of that old helmet demand from the Steelers. Now he'll take one of the assigned helmets from the league... But he wants a different model, and so now he says, if there's anybody, I'm looking for a Shut Air Advantage adult large helmet. Adult, that's the key operative word here. That was manufactured in 2010 or after. But whoever coughs up the helmet ain't going to go away empty-handed, baby.
That's true.
Because Brown is offering an exchange with one of the rejects he tried out and hated during practice. He'll sign... He'll sign a practice worn helmet, a Raider helmet, in exchange for the helmet that he wants. Like, there's somebody out there. He's now got everybody else scurrying around in town trying to find him a helmet. And I, you know, other than putting this to sleep now, this you will never hear me mention Antonio Brown's name again.
Never again, right?
No, this is it.
So we got a lot to talk about here on the show today. We got Antonio Brown. We got a lot of topics. Fred Dreyer is here. You can email him, freddreyer@crntalk.com. Again, it's freddreyer@crntalk.com. Follow him on Twitter. Fred_Dreyer, facebook.com/TheRealFredDreyer. But we'll get all into all the topics here today at freddreyer@crntalk.com. We do the show live on the Wednesdays on the video side of things. If you want to check it out on Roku and also on Facebook Live, and we'll talk to a lot of people that are tuned in. The show airs on the weekend on the great network CRN Talk, and it's on Sirius XM channel 211.
Yes.
And you can also get us on your cell phone by dialing #250. And then just saying CRN Talk, and you'll get our app loaded onto your phone so you can take us with you wherever you go. And it's also on Sports Byline, so check it out.
It's safe to say we're multi-platform.
Honey, I just switched the family to Boost Mobile, and we got so much more.
Awesome. Like what?
We got 4 free LG Stylo 5 phones for the whole family. 4 lines for just $100 a month with unlimited gigs. I smashed up the car a bit. And they have a super reliable, super fast nationwide network.
Whoa, 4 free LG... Wait, back up. Did you just say you...
4 free LG Stylo 5 phones? Yep.
No. Something about the car?
Oh, you mean Boost super reliable, super fast network.
Before that, the car smashing thing.
What? The smashing deal we got? 4 lines for $100 a month?
No. Between the 4 lines for $100 a month and the unlimited gigs part, you said I smashed up the car a bit.
I did. It's completely smashed. We need a new vehicle. But 4 free phones.
Boost Mobile, the switch that gives you more. Offer for new customers only. Ends 9/16/19. First line is $100 a month. Lines 2 to 4 free. Requires one port from eligible carrier and activation. Mobile optimized data. Coverage and offers not available everywhere. Restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
You know, listening makes us smarter, more connected people. It makes us better partners, parents, and leaders. And there's no better place to start listening than Audible. Audible members now get more than ever before. Members choose three titles every month. One audiobook plus two Audible originals that you can't hear anywhere else. Audible delivers bestsellers, business, self-improvement, memoirs, and more. All professionally narrated by actors, authors, and motivational superstars. Audible members can also get free access to the New York Times, Wall Street Journal, and Washington Post, delivered daily to their Audible app. With that convenient app, members can access Audible anytime. Start listening today with a 30-day Audible trial, and your first audiobook plus two Audible originals are free. Visit audible.com/fish or text FISH to 500-500. That's audible.com/fish.
Hey, Mike, how's the house coming along?
Needs a ton of work. The pipes are leaking. Needs a new roof. The AC just broke. I just don't have time to do it all myself. You know anyone?
Oh, just ask Home Advisor. They match you with the best local pros for any home project.
Cool.
Yeah, you can read reviews and book appointments online.
What's it cost?
Actually, Home Advisor is always free to use.
Nice. I'll check it out.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app.
Home Advisor.
Discount travel sites say they have the best prices, but Hilton.com has the price match guarantee. Look me in the eye. If you find a better rate, they match it and take 25% off. Yeah, well, this is radio, so just stare at the radio. Hilton.com has the best prices. Pinky swear. Or, you know, radio swear. Plus, you can choose your exact room and get free Wi-Fi. Cross my heart, stick a needle in my radio. Expect better. Expect Hilton.
Must be a Hilton Honors member. Applicable terms and conditions at Hilton.com. Pinky swear.
Welcome back here to the Sports Lounge. Yours truly, Michael Horn, along with Fred Dreyer. And on our Facebook Live, I want to say to Bruce, Orlando is tuned in, Beverly again this week. You can check it out at Facebook Live. We do this show for you video-wise, live for you on Wednesdays at 4 p.m. Pacific, at 7 p.m. Eastern time. Check it out. And, of course, I mentioned that we're on Sirius XM, Channel 211. We're also on Sports Byline, CRN Talk. .com, CRN Radio Network, and you can do pound 250 on your smartphone. Dial it up. It's a number, pound 250. Hit send. Say CRN Talk. When the call is answered, you get our app loaded to your phone. Fred, we got to talk a little bit about Chris Johnson. You mentioned there he says he wishes he was a wide receiver because he says NFL treats running backs like crap. Is that true?
Well, they don't pay him as much as they used to pay him anymore.
Really?
We saw that last year with Le'Veon Bell in Pittsburgh,
right,
who eventually got out of there and went to the Jets.
Yep.
And who's flopping around over there. Then Melvin Gordon, their running back for the Chargers, they're not paying him. And Ezekiel Elliott from the Cowboys, they're not paying him either. They're supposed to pay him. I guess they've decided that, in that scheme of things, Ezekiel Elliott is a tremendous talent. I mean, all these guys are very talented people.
They are.
But the demand for them in your offense is dwindled. It's taken a lesser position. You've got coordinators now who are getting these quarterbacks. You know, the quarterbacks aren't the way they used to be either. They're going away from the pocket type of a passer, and they're going to a more athleticism in the backfield. And to have to sit there and be so structured to put a running back behind, where does he line up? What different formations do you have to put a running back in to get it, to hand him the ball to run between the tackles or off tackle or wherever you're going to run him, is only used sparingly, it seems, today.
It seems that way.
You know, in short yardage or in goal line situations.
Right.
And if they got a short yardage to get, they need it, they'll bring the running back in. Okay, the question is, how much are you going to pay a guy to do that job? And it's just like, Chris Johnson says here, you know, who markedly is one of the best running backs, ever to play, supposedly. He tells TMZ, he says, I wish I would have taken the opportunity to change my position. I wish I would have become a defensive back or a wide receiver. And my point is, well, I mean, you know, if you don't know that, you know, if you don't know that that's where the game is evolving away from, then you know you're probably he's 33 years old now, and
right.
So they're not going to pay a 33 year old running back or anybody to convert.
Correct.
You know, go out and there get themselves a running back. Look at Melvin Gordon from the Chargers. And Le'Veon Bell, you know, gave up a ton of money. He went through an incredible ordeal to force people to think of him as worthy of paying him $15, $18, $20 million. They're not going to pay a running back that much money anymore. Melvin Gordon with the Chargers is having the same realization today that we don't care really if you kind of leave or not.
So you're a former player. How do you change the way they look at it? Obviously, they thought of running backs a little bit a higher standard before. If you start becoming an incredible running back here, I would think your worth's going to go up. I mean, isn't that the case?
Well,
if you're the best in the biz, aren't they going to pay more for the best, or just because they're not using that position as much as they used to use it before?
Well, look what the Giants did. Saquon Barkley. Couple of years ago, they drafted him second,
right,
in the entire draft. What are you going to do with him? You know, he's a great back.
Yeah, right.
But the offense, you know, it's like an extra crescent wrench in the toolbox.
Yeah.
That's
true.
You know, so what? You know, so Saquon's going to run for 60 yards. You're going to have to gear up your entire offense and to run the ball, hoping he cracks one for 40, 50, 60 for a score, when you could take maybe three passes
and get the same thing
and more.
Yeah.
And so look at what Belichick does. He comes out, the backfield is empty. He might have a little scat back,
yep.
You know, Edelman. He might have that guy lined up in a split back formation, probably in the backfield behind the tackle. And when he raises his heel, the guy goes in motion. So by the time the ball snapped, you've got a complete empty backfield, and you're taking the ball and you're dunking it into the flat. Now, those passes they chart as running plays.
Yeah, they do.
You don't have to gear up to make a hole in the opposing line with a running back, you know, who stacks it up and gets up. And, these guys, they run hard. But you don't need them to get – if I want 5 yards, boom, I'm going to throw it out there real quickly to a guy, and he's going to get me 5 yards. I don't have to give it to a halfback.
But doesn't that take away from the game? I mean, I know the game is going that way, but it just, if you're on the opposing team, you're ready for that kind of a play with the short dunks or whatever and the passes of that nature. So it takes away from all your tools in the box. In essence, you've thrown a couple of tools out, the running back.
Well, it's true, but I think it's generational. I think it's also
exactly.
I think it's also it's the new wave of offensive coaches who come in and say, look, there's no rules. I don't have to go into the draft and get us a running back and a blocking back. You know, I don't have to go out and start shopping the way they used to shop here before. I don't care about what they did before. You know, that was one of the things, you know, it's like right now. If you go through the generations, every generation had its prioritization of what defense was, what offense was, and who could be a running back. Well, you're too small to be a running back. No, that's just the guy I want, because Don Coryell says, I want a real tiny scat back. I want him in the backfield. Yeah, well, he's going to be too big. He's going to get hurt. No, he's not. Here's how I'm going to use him. You know, you do, and so the evolution of people's ideas of great coaches of necessity. We don't have a running back, so what are we going to do? Well, who's going to play fullback? How about that receiver? Bring your receiver over. You know, Dallas and all these teams. You know, and the Cardinals, they used to do all that stuff, and it was very threatening when it first came out. You know, you bring a halfback and you put a guy right behind the tackle, and he go in motion, and you throw the ball out to him, and it would put a lot of pressure on the middle part of the infield, on the linebackers. It put tremendous amount
right.
to where the linebackers now, they said, you know, in order for us, when they bring this personnel in here, we gotta take out a linebacker and put in a safety. So you've got four down linemen, two linebackers, and you know, and five defensive backs, because somebody decided to use a wide receiver in the halfback position.
So it changes the game in that respect.
Completely changes it.
Yes.
And as soon as you're looking at this, you're like,
what are we going to do now?
Realize, wait a minute, I got to talk to my agent when the game's over, because
I'm not in this play.
My position is being dissolved.
Yeah. All right, we're going to talk more about that. We got more to talk about on the show. Plus, a little baseball news for you, too. Getting ready to kind of make the big push towards the playoffs. That information coming up as well here in the Sports Lounge. Here's truly Michael Horn, the one and only Fred Dreyer. Email him, freddreyer@crntalk.com.
You order a glass of your favorite Cabernet, fresh asparagus, hollandaise on the side, a filet, medium rare. You unfurl your napkin with a flair, close your eyes, and prepare to listen. Ah, there it is. The sweet music you long to hear. The sizzle. The sizzle of a Ruth's Chris steak.
The most magnificent corn-fed prime beef, broiled to perfection at 1,800 degrees. Some call it a sizzle. We call it an anthem.
As the waiter approaches, you think, is this one mine or that one?
Ruth's Chris Steakhouse. Like Ruth always said, life's too short to eat anywhere else.
Make a reservation online at rootschris.com or by calling 800-544-0808.
Are you an active stock market investor? Well, then you know these three key words: buy, sell, hold. Those three magic words can make or lose you money in the stock market. What if we can show you a time-tested tool that's been helping stock market investors succeed for over 30 years? It's called VectorVest, an amazing system designed to make smart investing easy. The VectorVest system analyzes, sorts, and ranks over 19,000 stocks every day and tells you when to buy, what to buy, and when to sell any stock to maximize your profits in less than 10 minutes a day. And if you call right now, you can test drive our amazing VectorVest system risk-free for 30 days for just $9.95.
800-584-2519. 800-584-2519. 800-584-2519. That's 800-584-2519.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them, but do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
We're back in the sports lounge. Yours truly, Michael Horn, the one and only Fred Dreyer, the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend. This guy with the New York Giants, come on, signed up there. Was for a heartbeat, he was with the New England Patriots. Gave all his information to a young guy there named Bill Belichick, and then he left. And I don't know whatever happened to Belichick. But Fred went on to the Los Angeles Rams, where he's all-pro defensive end, became the Sultan of Safeties, two safeties in one game. And when he finally decided to hang him up, he went into another incredible career and became one of the great, consummate, iconic actors of our time for television and for movies. In fact, you're just shooting movies and stuff still all the time, aren't you, Fred?
Yeah, I'm in and out. I started a job here in the next day or so here in L.A. And I guess I'm blessed. Yes, I am, but not so much because of this. But you have people out there who want to work with you, and they invite you to be on their show. They just say, "Hey, listen, we've got a couple of days worth of work on this one show that we'd like to have you on." So I'm blessed where I can do that and take some time off and go have some fun.
You're a fun guy. You got a real dry sense of humor when you get to know this guy. But when you first meet you, you know, you would see that you're kind of like a serious guy. I'll never forget that fateful day that I went up and decided to interrupt you. Imagine this.
I was eating my salad.
While you were eating at a restaurant, I actually went up and interrupted you. I said, "Hey, you're Fred Dreyer." He said, "That's right." I'm surprised you didn't give me a left hook. But you were nice enough to talk, and we talked a little bit about radio. And look, we've become great friends. I buy you dinner whenever you ask. I take
That's
you to
the
places.
Only reason we're friends.
I drive you wherever you want to go. Carry your luggage for you. No, you're an all around. You're a great guy. But you know, I watched a sensitive side to you when you were at Rams training camp a couple of weeks ago, and little kids would come up to you, and you have a real warmth side there. You're a great grandpa. And I hope your grandkids are listening, because you are just a great grandpa figure, because the little girls were coming up, and, you know, they're young. They don't even know who you are. Probably their parents told them who you are and everything, and you're drawing things for them and showing stuff over there. It was quite amazing. Everybody was spellbound when they came up there. You had one guy. This was not a kid, by the way. This was an older gentleman. Well, you had him actually take his shirt off so you could sign it.
Yeah,
that's a big deal to get him to strip in front of you like that.
Yeah, well, it was, you know, it's funny. People say, "Will you sign this?" I said, "Listen, get something that will last. Don't have me sign a sweaty shirt that will bleed all over the place, and it'll look like
right."
Here's what happens. I don't like to, if I'm going to sign something, and I don't mind signing, but I don't want to scribble something down on a piece of paper or a terrible cheap football where you can't read it, or it gets smudged or blurry. It looks like I don't care, and it bothers me.
Years later, you look at it, if you've gotten that autograph, you go, "Who's this?" And you're trying to read it.
I've seen autographs of footballs I signed with the Giants in 69, 70, 71, autographed footballs. And I can say to you that I've seen it both ways. I look at my name and I said, "That's disgraceful," because you have to sign it in a hurry to get going.
And you're serious about signing. I've watched you look at where you're going to sign, and you ask the person, here, and you ask them what color. You've got different color pens there. You are one of the most serious autograph
givers.
Well, there's
a lot. I think there's a lot of people that care about that when they put your name down at your, you know, at your stamp, at your brand, and you want to make sure that you're doing somebody a favor.
Yes.
And at the same time, you're also doing yourself a favor, because you're going to put your name on his football or a jersey or a poster of some sort, and it's going to last hopefully a long time.
many people, you know, when they ask me for an autograph, that has happened to me in the past when I've signed autographs. And I've signed many autographs. I've signed as Rip Propulsky, Don Drysdale, Sandy Koufax, Tom Selleck, Paul Hornung. I've done a lot of different signatures over the years. Mm-hmm. And then when they bring them back to me and show them to me, and you look, you can't remember who you actually signed for. But I've been mistaken for a lot of celebrities and signed many autographs over the period. And I understand totally what you're saying.
It's a hardship, I know.
It is.
And I see you.
I haven't been asked to sign any autographs.
I
have not. I took my little daughter. We used to go to the hockey game all the time when I came out, and they used to think I don't know, was I Ron Duguay or somebody? I looked like one of the guys on the Kings, or Miller. I think whatever his name was, not Bob Miller, but he used to play on Boston. Then he was on the Kings, and I'd come out. Are you Miller? And I go, no. And sometimes I say, yeah, how you doing? And I'd walk. Oh my god. Well, because I wore a suit to the game in those days, and I think a lot of the hockey players still do, they dress up in suits when they leave. They don't look like slobs when they get back on the bus. They're dressed up. They look good. That you guys probably did the same thing. Did you have to wear suits when you traveled?
Not necessarily. No, in New York, we did.
Yeah, but not here in Southern California,
but
right?
When I started getting around the league a little bit, they allow you, as Chuck Knox would say, look, you guys can come dress casual. But I don't want to see you show up looking like a rock and roll
flip-flops
band.
Did you even wear flip-flops?
No,
guys would probably have no flip-flops.
No, I wore my bowling shoes. I did. I had an old pair of bowling shoes.
I would think you could cash it up a little bit. But you cash it up, but you have if you wear a T-shirt or something, it's usually some sports team or something on there. You got the whole, what I call split compliments is what I like to do when I dress up a little bit. Is make sure I'm dressed like I have a blue shirt on today. So I would wear, after you complained, I watched an Oral Hershiser in the box along with Joe Davis. They had a light blue shirt and then a dark, solid blue tie with it. The split compliment was looking pretty good right there with them. And no pattern.
Those two guys are notoriously
Dodger announcers.
Got bad ties, those two
you
guys.
You go crazy. If Fred sees if somebody's broadcasting with a bad tie, Fred will call them
out. It's so easy to know that.
It's not that easy. You got to explain it.
No. It's so easy to understand when you're on camera what you look like. And you just can't. It looks like someone threw him a tie on his way out and he just put it around his neck. There's no thinking that goes into it. It's key. It makes a big difference if you pay attention to it. And they don't.
Oh, we'll have a dress standard. Fred also is
I'll bring a rack of ties to show
will
everybody.
You do that? You can do that. We'll put up a little. You can go
I'll dress you for the hour.
Fred Dreyer Fashion Show could be one of our best of shows where you can actually show
I'll
people.
I'll show you exactly how you should do it.
I'll tell you, we get Mike Geary in, our operations director, and he can be the model for us, and we put different ties on him. What do you think?
Not him.
No,
you. No,
me.
It's got to be
Thank
you. It's got to be you.
Thank
it has
you.
To be you.
Thank you so much. We'll be back. Hey, get a good night's sleep with MyPillow. I've seen the ads for years, and now I've got MyPillow. I ordered one. I ordered two, and I've been sleeping on them. I'm a back and side sleeper, and when I tried MyPillow, my sleepless nights are gone. I used to wake up in the middle of the night. Not anymore. You don't have to adjust your pillow. MyPillow adjusts to the shape you need and want. You toss out those flat, worn-out pillows. You sleep really well all night long. 100% machine washable and dryable, made in the USA, a 10-year warranty, and you can get 4 MyPillows. That's right, 4 for half the price. You get 2 premium MyPillows, 2 go-anywhere pillows, plus you get free shipping. You got nothing to lose. Try them out. They're guaranteed. Go to MyPillow.com. Use the promo code WINNER. That's promo code WINNER, MyPillow.com, promo code WINNER, or call the direct phone number, 800-513-3363, 800-513-3363, or go to MyPillow.com, promo code WINNER. We are back here in the Sports Lounge. Here's truly Michael Horn, the one and only Fred Dreyer. All right, so the split compliment thing, let's wind this up on the show today. So when you say, so people understand, you like someone that dresses up and they have split complementary colors. What is a split complementary color?
Do you have a black tie?
Yes.
You do.
So if I had that with this blue, it would be good, right?
You could use it.
So on the color wheel, because I looked it up on Google, and they had all these colors with an arrow.
What did
it
say?
Opposite.
No, it's confusing as hell.
It's confusing. It should be next to it. It's like the color that's next to, like, black is close to blue. It's the next color, right? Like a primary color, whatever. So you could do a red with this as well, too, right?
A red pretty much can
go with anything.
With anything.
So what is a split complementary color then, if you were to describe it?
But it all depends on what you're wearing. If you're wearing an orange suit, well, you could wear a black tie. If you're wearing an orange tie, you know, you could put it with a blue suit, you know, or a black suit.
I'm totally confused.
Well, again, you have to.
We're going to have to talk about that.
You have to be there to see what the colors are, you'll know how to break it. But it makes all the difference in the world. You know, when you see it done correctly, your eye goes right to it.
All right, we got some emails here. Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com. I'm confused. We'll get to it. She sends a photo of you, and you're in front of all these helmets. And going along with our show today, when you were talking a little bit about the helmets and all this kind of stuff, she says some players are unhappy because now the NFL says all players must wear league-approved helmets this season. So there's so many to choose from. Do you have a favorite brand of helmet? Do you? Do you have a favorite brand of helmet that you have?
Well, all of these helmets you see here are Riddell.
So the Riddell. Riddell is a good one. That's Riddell. Good.
Well, it was primarily the only ones that were issued during my period of time. But you know, most of these things are suspension helmets.
That's good.
The later Ram helmets you see here had the little air packs in them. But it's what fits. It's what feels good. That's like the split complementary. Once you put the right tie with the right shirt and the right jacket, you'll see it and it'll pop and you know that's it.
Having a fashion.
Well, when you put the right helmet on, and these guys are talking about it. You know, they've got 32 helmets you can choose from. I believe they said 32 helmets. I never had.
Let alone ties. Email, by the way, your questions about the dress to Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com. Fred Dreyer. At crntalk.com.
Can't get enough of your team? SB Nation's 300-team regional and sports-centric communities are built just for you. Join your fellow fans at sbnation.com for all the best sports news. sbnation.com. Your team, your community.
And now today's Valero Minute. Top-tier detergent gasoline is the premier standard for gasoline performance, endorsed by 7 of the world's top automakers. But why top-tier? Top-tier detergent gasoline reduces deposits on critical engine parts, which hurts engine performance. And top-tier detergent gasoline contains higher levels of cleaning additives to keep a vehicle's intake system clean, improve mileage, reduce emissions, and provide unsurpassed anti-corrosion protection. And now a word from Valero.
Valero salutes you and all your finest moments. For those times you go beyond what you thought possible. Whether that looks like running that extra mile or that extra errand, for taking on a new challenge, a new adventure, or a new route to work. Wherever life's finest moments take you, get there with the finest fuel. Valero top tier certified quality fuel. It keeps your engine running cleaner, better, and longer. Find a station near you at ValeroCleanGas.com.
Hey, sweetie, it's Mom. I know you and Bobby have only been dating for 2 days, but I still think we should all celebrate. Oh, we can do margaritas at Chili's. They've got that fancy one of the month for $5, which is like just as many days as your last relationship. Funny, right? Ooh, talk soon.
Come into Chili's now for our $5 margarita of the month. It's the perfect reason to catch up with friends or celebrate whatever. Together, we Chili's. Available at participating restaurants only. Prices may vary in Hawaii and Alaska. Must be 21 to consume alcohol. Drink responsibly.
Did you know, ladies and gentlemen, that 2/3 of all men, they start losing their hair by the age of 35? And if you notice, you might think, uh-oh, it's too late. It's gone. Go to 4hims.com. One-stop shop for hair loss, also skin care, sexual awareness. It's all for men. It's science, so you don't have to be bald. They connect you with real doctors, medical solutions. It treats hair loss. Go to 4hims.com. All the products are shipped directly to your door and order now. Now, my listeners of the Video Game Review, they get a free trial of Hims for just $5 today, right now, while supplies last. So here's what you do. Four Hymns. That's right. For him. No, Hymns. ForHims.com/VGR. That's ForHims.com/VGR.
When is a pencil more than a pencil? When it takes me from art class to gallery walls worldwide.
Staples is your back-to-school destination. Find all the supplies and inspiration you need. Come in store this week for great deals under $1. Staples one-subject notebooks are just 25 cents each, and Staples comp books, Elmer's 4-ounce glue, and 24-pack Crayola crayons are just 50 cents each. Staples, back to school and beyond. In store only. Offer ends 8/17/19. Limit 5 on Elmer's glue. Limit 30 on notebooks and crayons while supplies last.
We're back. It's the Sports Lounge. Yours truly, Michael Horn, the one and only Fred Dreyer. Follow Fred on Twitter, Fred_Dreyer, Facebook.com/TheRealFredDreyer. And, of course, email him, FredDreyer@CRNTalk.com. And don't forget, take us with you on your smartphone. You can hear the show all the time by downloading our app. You just dial #250 on your smartphone, say CRN Talk when the call is answered. They'll send a text and you can load the app right to your phone. You have Fred Dreyer at all times. It's really good. I'm watching some baseball here in the last week,
yeah,
Fred.
Very good.
I was watching baseball and watched the Dodgers playing the Miami, the best team in baseball, playing the worst team in baseball. Here's my thought to you. You were always smart enough. When you joined up with the New York Giants, you wanted to get off that team because you saw that, I think you've told me many times here in our audience, that the team wasn't going anywhere at the time, right? You know, you wanted to get on a winner. Is that correct? I mean, people like to be on winners.
Well, you know, if you're managing your career the way you should, right, rather than just being thankful, gosh, I'm young and I'm playing professional sports and I'm making some money and everything's wonderful. If you're in that category, that's great. But you better also be in there in that category with realizing, wait a minute, where's this franchise going? Because I'm attached to it. Do I want to be attached to it going forward, or do I want to have choices? So that's what I did. I made sure that I only signed a 1-year contract with the
so
Giants.
So you could move.
So I could say, see you later.
Now, here's the deal. The Dodgers, Don Mattingly was their manager before Dave Roberts, and now Don Mattingly is the manager in Miami. Here's this game that was the other night. It's ended up 15-1 in favor of the Dodgers. And the pitcher in the ninth inning for Miami, for the Marlins, had two outs. And the guy couldn't get the last out. And then Don Mattingly, it's an 11-1 game. He couldn't take him out, but he had to warm up his bullpen again, bring in another pitcher. The pitcher comes in. He can't get the out. The Dodgers scored four runs with two outs. And the bases were empty, by the way. And then they got a single, and they got people on base. And next thing you know, they score four runs. They finally brought in a catcher, a position player, to come in and pitch, and the guy got the last out. Now, here's my thought. How do you stay positive if you're Don Mattingly? As a player, when you were a player, but if you were a coach, how do you stay positive when your team is stinking up the ball diamond? There are probably about 2,000 people in the stands, and I don't think hardly anybody was left there. How do you handle the mentality of that, Fred?
Well, you know for a fact when you got hired, this is where you were going.
Okay, that's good. So you should be prepared.
You signed off. They're paying me $3 million a year or $2 million a year, or I don't know what they're paying Don.
Right.
But the owner loves him. And the owner also knows that they have a terrible organization. They don't have any players
right,
going on. And so they've got to now find a way to rebuild. Do they want to rebuild with Don Mattingly? Apparently so, because there's no back talk going on that Don Mattingly should be fired because of the performance of the team. The ownership should be fired because of the performance of the team.
I mean, you got Derek Jeter's part of the ownership there. They get rid of D. Gordon, was a great second baseman. They had the big home run hitter, and they had Christian Yelich in the outfield. Arguably, they had the best. They had Mike Stanton, or whatever he calls himself now, Giancarlo Stanton, he's on the Yankees. They had this great outfield, and they just blew it all away. How do they expect, when they do that, to have people sitting in the ballpark? watching the game, well, let alone maybe the team's not even in the ballpark.
I don't know.
Well,
you know, look, that team isn't and wasn't constructed correctly. You've got all the position players making a lot of money, but they can't win games because they don't have a starting rotation or a bullpen. Look what these teams do. Look what the real good teams do. They go out and they build up their farm system, and they have a protocol where they go out and say, like the Dodgers, pitching is what we want. So you go out and you just scour. And that's all you do. You find great pitching prospects, and you draft them. You trade for prospects, and you get pitching. And then you look at, you can get anybody to field at third base, at shortstop. You can get anybody to play first base on the outfield. What you want to be able to do is you want to get people who can pitch and people who can hit, and teach them to play the position. You don't go draft a first baseman and hope he can hit. You go out and draft a Rizzo in Chicago and put him at first base.
So it's the organization that's faltering and falling apart.
Of course,
they have
always
no plan
is.
To build that team,
well, it
even
always
though
is.
That's what they say they want to do. We'll talk more a little bit later on. Stay with us here. It's the Sports Lounge.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
We are back in the Sports Lounge. Yours truly, Michael Horn, the one and only Fred Dreyer. So a little more that you had there, Fred, about organizations in baseball. We were talking about Don Mattingly. How can he stand there to watch the Miami Marlins play when he had pitchers out there trying to get the final out at the top of the ninth inning? Two outs, and the Dodgers are scoring 9 runs, and they can't get the final out. They have to throw a position player in to get that. And you say that Mattingly knew what he was getting into, and they love him as the owners of the team, but that the organization is not built. There's not a plan for the organization for that team to erupt and become a competitive force on the field.
No, they're barren. You know, they can't raise cattle, as it were.
Yeah,
their fields are dry. You know, there's no water in the organization.
The minor leagues are not training them the right way. They're signing people. They don't know what they want to use them for, whatever. That sort of a thing.
Yeah, and they're in upheaval. They also have it's very difficult for a team to get established like that with their business model when they live in a world where they have no fan support. You know, I've heard people talk about. I heard Nomar talk about this the other day on the
Nomar Garcia Parra, one of the announcers in baseball. I think he's with the Dodgers.
Yes, and he just simply said, you know, it's all the difference in the world knowing you're coming to work and you're going to be playing in front of 49,400 at Dodger Stadium every home game. Now there's 81 home games. And
it's a lot of people.
Everybody knows that.
Yep.
And every player that the Dodgers have picked up, all the guys that come from Pittsburgh and all
Seattle,
around.
This guy Negron.
Yeah,
from,
all of these guys say, you know, he says one of the biggest things was I couldn't believe I'm here in Dodger Stadium. And he said, you know, I came out of the dugout and went out to take a batting practice. And I just looked at all the people. This is more people in batting practice than there is in our games when I was at Pittsburgh, you know.
Yeah.
And so when you realize that you have organizations that are really barren and dead, that they might turn it around, but not within your lifetime. You know, that's the one thing I was mentioning to you about when I was with the Giants. I got drafted there. Hey, this is great, New York City, Yankee Stadium, and right. Everything else that you can imagine for a 23-year-old kid to be a number one draft choice for the Giants and play. And okay, all that's fine. But now when the dust settles, you really start to take a look around at what you're faced with as a player. Wait a minute. I don't want to sign a 4 or 5 year contract here. I don't want to spend the good portion, 65% of my career in this organization. I don't want to drift into oblivion. So what I did was I just told him, I said, I'll sign a 1 year contract, and each year I'll bet on myself. If I do well, I want a raise, a good one. And if I do real well the second year, I want a real good raise. By the third year, you know, I was asking for money. They just said, we can't pay you. We're not going to pay you with our pay scale the way it is. You're going to bust out you're going to bust out our pay scale, our structure,
right?
And I said, well, that's just too bad. You know, that's how I see it. I'm here for a short period of time. I don't know. The average player is 3 years. I'm here in my third year, and I don't see any improvement in the organization. We're still fourth. We're going to miss the playoffs again, and time is ticking away. And so you have to monitor your future with the team. And it's tough because young players want to be liked. They want and the Giants loved me, and I respected them. But I also was able to tell them, I don't respect how you're putting this team together because I don't see what you're trying to do. And so if you're a baseball player like Don Mattingly, they say, Don, come on, we want you, we like you, we want you to be in our organization. We're ex-Yankee ownership, and we want you to come in and really be with us because I think you add something to our ball club. Okay, fine. You have no pitching. You have no structure within the minor leagues. We're barren. It's going to be 3-4 year deal before we see a turnaround. We're not going to throw money at players, so we're going to have to develop young players as they unfold. Okay, Don, here's your salary, and you've got a 5-year deal, and we'll take stock of what you've done after 4 or 5 years, and we'll either let you go or we'll sign you up if you want to. And so when Don Mattingly goes to the ballpark and comes out. And you got a guy out in left center field up there in the boondocks, you know, yelling, and you can hear him.
Because there's not enough people there. You're right.
You know, what are you going to do? That's what you have to look forward to. That's the nature of the sport. And that's why you say to yourself, okay, I'm going to do this. But at some point in time, I got to move on because it's killing me. And that's what Mattingly will probably do, and that's what a lot of those players will do. I mean, they had to get rid of Stanton because they foolishly paid him $300 million, $250 million,
and they can't afford
to hang around on a losing team. Who the hell came up with that plan?
Well, I don't know. It was
unbelievable.
Wasn't it Loria? Didn't he have the team before? I liked Jeffrey Loria though. He had the. I was up in Montreal once, and I was able to yell because there was nobody in that ballpark, and yeah. I yelled at Oral Hershiser, and I think he heard me on the pitcher's mound because there's nobody there.
Well,
could just have a conversation. Oral, how's the family? still liking hockey, you know, that kind of a thing. You can talk to them about it. I like small crowds.
Remember in the beginning, when you first started to build a life for you and your family, you never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, you're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. That's 800-957-6063.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a one-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
Attention business owners, now is the perfect time to start saving money on your cable TV bill for your business. We can give you packages with up to 90 great channels and save your business a ton of cash. And if you call right now, you can learn how to get free equipment and free installation. Now you have choices. It's time to start saving money on your cable TV bill for your business. And call today and get 90 channels plus free equipment and free installation. Smart business owners like you all across the country are consolidating and saving money on their cable TV, internet, and phone service for their business. So now's the perfect time. This may be a limited time offer to the first 100 people that call right now. So please save money and call now.
800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. That's 800-470-7113.
Email time here on the old Sports Lounge with yours truly, Michael Horn, and the one and only Fred Dreyer. Fred, we got that Thomas who said, who was the best scrambling quarterback during your playing career? Who would that be?
During my playing career, yeah. Well, there was a couple. Archie Manning was very good. Fran Tarkington was called the Scrambler.
Yep.
But there was a couple of guys there that that could give you a hard time.
That's good. Now, Chad says, my all-time favorite TV show, Hunter. Do you, Fred, have a favorite episode from the show?
They did 157 of those things, and there was a couple in there that stood out. I look at those things, and I kind of discard them, but the people that were in them and the directors, those are the ones that give me the good memories.
Carlo says, hi, Rick Hunter, my name is Carlo. I'm a big fan of your show. Keep it up. Also, Abigail says, I can't tell you anything about sports, but so miss Hunter. Any chance of a reunion movie? It comes our way all the time.
No chance. Not unless, something changes in the near future. But, we're always looking forward to possibly doing that.
Christina says, what do you think about the White Sox and the expectations that Rick Hahn and others preach that this team will be a legitimate threat in 2020 and beyond that in the AL Central?
Can I tell you something?
Yeah.
There are sports franchises over the generations of my existence on Earth that I don't know anything about, I care not to know anything about. The White Sox are one of those organizations.
Okay, I'm sure she's a big fan. All right, Larry says, I would like to tell you, thanks for everything. I'm 58, a retired fireman, raised a San Diego Chargers fan, listened to the Rams games only because of you, followed your college career at San Diego State University. I lost track of you, went to New York, was happy when you returned to L.A. You've entertained me over the years, from the football field to the movies to my favorite police show, Hunter, to the radio. Always thanks for your political views, and I've heard you express those too. It's a big fan of you.
Well, thank you very much. I greatly appreciate that. It's really, really nice of you to say so.
And Patricia says, I love Hunter so much better than the shows are now. You are the best. And that's our show, Fred. If you miss anything, email Fred, freddreyer@crntalk.com. Final thoughts from you, Fred.
I don't think I missed anything today.
I don't think you did. We'll see you next week.
You're listening to the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network.